Top of the news this Tuesday evening, Thai soldiers will not use force to evict protesters occupying the Prime Minister's office, the National Army Chief said today, despite a state of emergency giving him the powers to do so. Prime Minister Samak, who announced a state of emergency in the capital today, attempted to calm concerns of another military coup and stated that emergency powers will only last a few days. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Under these sweeping emergency powers announced on television and radio, all public gatherings in the capital were banned, as well as media reports that undermine public security. Samak, who vowed never to bow to a street campaign to push him from power, said the security action would be restrained and not last more than a few days. But the president of St. John's University in Bangkok, Chainarong Monthanvechunchai, says that the demonstrators will not budge.
They have already announced that the protests will continue. The government house is still under siege.
The army chief has vowed not to use force against the protesters and said that if the military needs to get involved in the country's political crisis, they will not have weapons. The Electoral Commission on Tuesday ruled that the governing People's Power Party committed electoral fraud and should be dissolved. The case now will be forwarded to the Attorney General's office, which has 30 days to determine whether it should be submitted to the Constitutional Court for a final ruling.
I don't think that the protesters will wait for the result of that. They aim to bring down the government, if possible, within the next few days.
For now, the situation on the streets of the capital remains tense. All schools in Bangkok have been closed, and there are announcements that more people will soon join the protesters at the Prime Minister's compound. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.